The Gemara Masechta Nida tells us the story of Rav's psak regarding what is the halacha if somebody is in labor and she has a riyastam, is she considered at all a nida or a zava? And Rav, as he was leaving the world, told Rav Asi to tell Shela Bar Avina not to paskin like Rav had originally said, that she's considered like a nida, but that she's perfectly fine. And that's what Rav Asi did. And Shela Bar Avina refused to accept that retraction. And up to the point that Rav Asi was Nifter. After Rav Asi was Nifter, the Gemara says, Cholish Rav Asi was Nifter. Ozel Shela, and Shela went, and Amal Advis, and he said to his wife, Tzavsli Zabdasa, prepare for me my Tachrichim, Deloy Lazel, because I am concerned that Rav Asi will go tell Lema L'Rav Mila Levi, that he will go report to Rav that I didn't want to do what he said. So Tzvisla is Abdusus, they prepared for him to Tachrichim. And Noch Nefsha de Shela. And Shela was Nifter. Chaz of the Parch Asim, Hypurya. But what they saw was that flowers, Hadassim, were sort of jumping from the Mita of Rav Asi to the Mita of Shela Bar Avina and back. Amri, so people said Shmamina of the Rabbanon Paisa. From here we clearly see that the Rabbanon, when they arrived in the Olam HaEmes, must have made peace with each other. So the question that obviously comes up based on this Gemara is, we know that typically at a Jewish funeral, there are no flowers. Yet here we see that they had flowers at the Levaya. So is this a raya that you're allowed to have flowers? So the Mashah says that these two great individuals, Rav Asi and Shela Bar Avina, were tzaddikim. And tzaddikim, as the Pasuk says, are called hadassim. As the Pasuk says, v'hu oimid ben hadassim. And therefore, specifically by the Levaya, by the Kfarim of Tzaddikim, they had Hadassim to make that point. But normally, we certainly should not have Hadassim flowers by the Kever of a Jewish person. Others want to take the approach, and we'll speak about this more soon, that originally indeed there was the minig to put flowers by the Levaya of Tzaddikim, or maybe by all Levayas. But once it became the minig of the Akum, so now if we do so, it's considered the B'chukiseim Loiseleichu, and therefore we shouldn't have flowers on the mitos of by Levayas. I saw Rav Moshe makes the following distinction. He says, if the flowers are put there, not because of covet, but the flowers are put there to prevent the reyach hameis, an odor, chas v'shalom, coming from the nifter, then they're permitted. And that was perhaps what was happening with the flowers of this Gemara. However, when the flowers are put there because of covet, that would be also because of B'chukesayim Loiseleichon. The Paiskim discussed this question. May flowers be displayed, put by the Levaya, by a Levaya? There's a tshuva in the Shas, a tshuva smichas, alozah chelik dalet simen samach aleph, that gives four reasons why it should be usher. One reason he suggests is because wealthy people will be able to have such a levaya, but poor people will not be able to have such a levaya. And in order not to embarrass the poor people, we shouldn't have flowers by any levayas. Another suggestion he gives is because it's bal tashkes, to have flowers that will be left there and will be eventually discarded, is a question of bal tashkes. I'm not sure if he means bal tashkes specifically because it's being used by a levaya. Does he mean anytime you use flour, flowers, we know, wilt away. So does he mean that all flowers, maybe there's an issue about tashkes? Another reason, he says, is because once they're designated with tzorech hameis, so they become osa b'hano. And therefore, if somebody's going to go now and try to enjoy those flowers and smell those flowers, he's having hano from something which is osa b'hano. And then, as he says himself, the main issue is, since this is the what the Akum do, we should not do so. The Michas Yitzchak, in Shalos HaTshuvos Michas Yitzchak, Chelek Aleph Simlam and Aleph, also speaks about this. He also comes out Le'isser, and he quotes an interesting tshuva from the Maramshik in Eirechayim, Simen Ayin Ches, and Simen Ayin Tes. He says, a person who never leaves the world needs us to try to help his neshama. Davening, doing mitzvahs, learning Torah, all the ili neshmasa. Putting flowers on his grave will not do anything positive for his neshama. And therefore, instead of putting flowers represents, I guess, a waste of time, a waste of money, where there's more important use what we could do the tzorech haneshama. And so too is the opinion of the Shalos HaTshuvos Milam B'Lahayil, the Shalos HaTshuvos Beis Sha'arim, the Shalos HaTshuvos Tzofnes Paneach. However, I did see a tshuva and from Rav Avadya Yosef Zatzal, and the Shalos HaTshuvos Yabia Omer, Chelek Gimel, Chelek Yerideya, Simen Chof Dalet. What he primarily focuses on that tshuva is that, as we said, the main concern why we don't have flowers by a Jewish funeral is because of the concern of Chukaseim Loisei Lechem. But he says that the issue of Chukaseim Loisei Lechem may not necessarily be relevant there. For he says, one point he makes is that Chukaseim Loisei Lechem is only applicable when the Akum do it as a choif. He gives an example. He says, there's this very strong iser to say any Dovish of Kedusha without wearing a yarmulke. So he explains, because since by the Akum, they are makba, they're careful never to cover their heads when they worship. So if we, when we do Dovah Sheva Kedusha with an uncovered head, so we're following B'chukasem Lo Yisei Lechem, because that's something that they do all the time, and we have to become, have to be careful not to follow something which they do as a choy kavua. Those are the words he uses. Here, they're not doing it as a choy kavua. They're only doing it lenoi elokavit. And since they're only doing it for anoy and kavit, it's not considered a situation of b'chukaseim lo yisei lechem. Moreover, he wants to suggest that the reason they're doing it with people would put flowers is because they're trying to show kavod for the mace who is nifter. So as we said a minute ago, of course, that's not the proper way to show kavod for the mace, but you can't say that the reason the person is putting the flowers is because he wants to follow the chukas akum. It's the way he believes he could show kavod. So therefore, he concludes that somebody who does it is not doing anything necessarily wrong. But he says, He says, please don't bring this minig into Eretz Yisrael. And if we'll explain this to people who want to do it in a smart, intelligent, nice way, then they will accept what they say. And he says, however, if we tell them not to do it, but they refuse to listen. And he says, particularly in the time when such a conversation would take place, typically is during the time when somebody is Mesa Mutalafanov, has this close relative who just passed away, and he's therefore not that open to hearing what he doesn't necessarily want to hear. So Rav Yosef's opinion is, instead of making a machlokes, instead of making an issue out of it, to accept it, because according to him, there isn't necessarily a very strong halachic issa.